another cup of Lipton tea.
Lipton tea and Lipton soup present Arthur Godfrey and his talent scouts.
Here comes Arthur Godfrey, your talent scout MC. Brought to you by Lipton's brisk Lipton tea. You know it's Lipton tea, if it's B-R-I-S-K. You know it's Arthur Godfrey when you hear them play.
It seems like a night having you walk in. Thank you, George Brian, Peggy Marshall, the Holidays, Archie Blyer in the orchestra, and everybody. Gee, we sure did get some rain, didn't we, huh? It has been raining, and I hope that we asked for it. We've been screaming for it, and I think maybe we got enough. I don't know. But even though we had all this rain, the scientists have been trying to wring more out of those clouds. In addition to what came down naturally, they were sending up stuff, milking the cows with the clouds, pardon me. Milking the clouds with something they send up there and seed it or something, I don't know. Speaking of cows, I passed one yesterday in the farm. She was standing there watching them, you know, trying to get that rain out of the clouds. And she turned to another cow and she says, "You know, I know just how that cloud feels." She just ain't got it to give, she says. You know, if you'd wait for it, it'd be much funnier. But speaking of water, we'll try another one. I see where the battleship Missouri was in New York Harbor today. I guess it was quite a thrill for New Yorkers to have the Big Mo floating in the Hudson. Of course, it was quite a thrill for the skipper to have the Big Mo floating. Usually, I don't mention the product on this show until a little bit later, but I got a nice unsolicited testimonial I would like to read to you tonight before we go any farther. Before we go any further. Is it further or farther? Further. So it's further. Anyway, here's the letter, short and to the point. "Dear Arthur, I have been drinking Lipton tea for 20 years and already I feel better. So let's bring out the first talent scout. The first talent scout would be... Oh, my, how lovely. How do you do?
Good evening.
I'm glad to see you. And look at the little minx she brought with us tonight. Aren't they minx?
Yes, sir.
Well, what do you mean, shh? What'd you do, steal them? Oh, you borrowed them, huh? Well, now, isn't that nice to have a friend you can borrow some minx from? What's your name?
Jean Morton.
Jean Morton? Well, then that sheet doesn't belong to you, does it?
Nope.
Must be this one here. No, that can't be it either. That's Mr. Bachman. Where would your sheet be? On the bed, I guess. Here it is, here. Mrs. Jean Morton, huh? Okay, you're married. Do you have any children?
Two.
And what a lovely mother they have. How old are they?
12 and 6.
12 and 6? Mm-hmm. My, you don't look... You must have started very early. Where were you born?
Brooklyn.
That's the home of my favorite ball team.
Who said what you say your favorite mayor?
My favorite what?
Mayor O'Dwyer.
Does he come from Brooklyn, too?
Mm-hmm.
Does he really? I didn't know that.
He's back now.
I thought he came from Miami. Who did you bring us, Mrs. Morton?
Oh, I bought a singer who's just terrific. She's the cutest thing you've ever seen.
Well, now that's nice. What's her name?
Denise Lohr.
Denise what?
Lohr.
Lohr? How do you spell that?
L-O-R.
Just Lohr.
Mm-hmm.
Denise Lohr. All right. And tell me about her professionally. What'd she do?
Oh, she's done various things. She just came back from Montreal, Mount Royal Theater.
Mm-hmm.
And she was at the Benjamin Franklin in Philadelphia, and she sang as a soloist at the Center Theater.
Mm-hmm. Just watching
your
head.
Your hat, I knew it.
It's a very nice hat. It's a very lovely hat. I like that. And your little gardenia and your furs. You really got up here tonight. That's real nice.
Long enough.
Well, thank you very much, Miss Morton. Let's bring on your discovery, shall we? Mr. Neal. Don't hurt yourself. Denise Lore, and now for the news. Well, they do it on all the other programs. Why shouldn't we do it here? There was some good news from Washington today. There's good news from Washington. According to the paper, the number of civilians employed by the government is down to 2,090,900. One that just got fired. The 2,090,000 people are in charge of collecting taxes and the other 900 in charge of spending it. And that brings us to a commercial, and I'm going to go way back here for one. It wasn't Mrs. at all, it was her husband, Ted Scrupin of Jane Street in Bridgeport, Connecticut, sends me a letter. Says, here you have an old Lipton tea advertisement I have found while remodeling our home. It was inside the walls of the home between the plaster. And this is what she found in the wall between the plaster. It's an old handbill. I can't tell what the heck year it was. There's no date on it at all. But it looks real old. It says, drink Lipton teas. Awarded the highest honors at the World's Fair. Well, that must have been the St. Louis Fair, huh? What year was that, Archie? You remember, you played there. Well, anyway, he says, tea merchant by special appointment to the Queen of England. Queen of England, that's way back in Victoria's time, wasn't it? Yeah. That was before the World's Fair. That's right, you played for her coronation, didn't you? Says Lipton teas possess that most delicate flavor and exquisite aroma peculiar to the choicest growths of Ceylon and India. And it's just as true today as it was then. Only today we have added a word that we've discovered is true about Lipton tea since those days. It's a brisk flavor. It's a tea that picks you up and keeps you up there. Not like some other things I could mention. But won't. I got one here. I got one grammar lesson tonight. You said it was further, didn't you? Not farther, further. All right, here's another one. Shallow Junior High School, 16th Avenue in Brooklyn. Says, Mr. Godfrey, we wrote to say we love your program in every way, but are you so entranced by your lady's good looks that you haven't time to look in your grammar books? You should say, whom have you brought? For in our English class, we have been taught whom is the object and have brought the right tense. When your Lipton Scout appears, it's the only thing what makes sense. It's Brooklyn. So please, Mr. Godfrey, say what's grammatically true so our teacher won't keep ranting. Godfrey says it, but not you. Signed, Class 9B of Shallow Junior High School. P.S. Godfrey, don't let your English sag just like an old tea bag. Okay. Whom do we have next? Well, it's Dr. Bachman. How do you do, sir? I'm glad to see you. How are you? Dr. Morris Bachman, huh?
That's right.
Where do you come from, sir?
Detroit, Michigan.
Detroit, eh?
That's right.
Big automobile town. What do you do out there?
Oh, I'm an obstetrician.
An obstetrician, huh? Oh, you and the stork, huh?
That's right. My assistants.
You got any children of your own?
Four.
Four?
Girls.
Four girls, huh? You and Cantor.
He's done better than I did.
Yeah, he did. One better, yeah. Whom did you bring us? Did I say it right? Whom did you bring us?
Arthur Benavie. 20-year-old violinist.
Oh, grand. Now, give me his last name again, please.
Benavie.
Benavie. How do you spell it?
B-E-N-A-V-I-E.
Benavie. All right. Now, he's a violinist, eh? What about his professional background?
Well, he appeared with the Detroit Symphony Orchestra while still in high school, and Ooh. Last summer made a terrific hit down there, and he's had several scholarships. Amongst those were to the Berkshire Musical Festival.
Ah, that sounds very interesting, sir. Thanks a lot for bringing him here. Let's have him in the Lipton spotlight now. Arthur Benavie.
Thank you.
Arthur Benedict. You see, they had quite a to-do with Thursday in London. The king gathered several of his worthy subjects and bestowed upon them the Order of the Garter. Snappy affair, eh? Next talent scout, Mr. Harold Ellis. Hello there.
How are you?
Sit down. How are you? Where do you come from?
Well, I'm from New Orleans, Louisiana.
New Orleans, huh? Well, 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 what do you do now?
I'm an insurance salesman for Continental Casualty Insurance Company.
How's business?
Well, it's sort of rough now.
Sort of rough, huh? Casualty insurance?
Accident and health.
Accident and health. Well, that's the way it goes. When a man's healthy, you don't feel like he needs any insurance.
That's true. Well, probably if everyone was like you, it would be very good.
I got a bunch of it, I'll tell you that. Someday I'm going to have to get sick and see if it works. Now, let me see. Whom did you bring?
Charming young lady, Miss Laura Pierre.
Laura Pierre, where'd you meet her?
Well, several years ago at the Howard Theater in Washington, D.C. with the late Jimmy Lunsford's orchestra.
And what else has she done besides sing with Jimmy?
Well, in this particular show, she was a mistress of ceremony and doing a jazz ballet dance and also singing.
Oh, quite a background, huh? And now she is sticking to vocalizing, is she? Huh?
Yes. It's
doing popular songs?
Popular songs, yes.
Well, that's grand. It's awful nice of you to bring her to us, Mr. Ellis. Let's have her out here in the Lipton spotlight, shall we? Laura Pierre.
Work and work for years and years, you're always on the go. You never take a minute off, too busy making dough. Someday you say you'll have your fun when you're a millionaire. Imagine all the fun you'll have in your old rocking chair. Enjoy yourself, it's later than you think. Enjoy yourself while you're still in the pink. The years go by as quickly as a wink. Enjoy yourself, it's later than you think. You're gonna make that ocean trip, no matter come what may. You got your reservation, but you just can't get away. Next year for sure you'll see the world, you'll really get around. But how far can you travel when you're 6 feet underground? You worry when the weather's cold, you worry when it's hot. You worry when you're doing well, you worry when you're not. It's worry, worry all the time, you don't know how to laugh. They'll think of something funny when they write your epitaph. Enjoy yourself, it's later than you think. Enjoy yourself while you're still in the pink. The years go by as quickly as a wink. Enjoy yourself, it's later than you think.
Laura Pierre, and all these folks will be back a little bit later when the audience is going to be asked to vote for one. We got another contestant coming up first. Let me read you this cute thing from Mrs. Viola Anderson of Burlington, New Jersey. She says, on Monday night, I heard you say Lipton's new dessert. Enclosed, you'll find how our stores around Florence, New Jersey, see it. Trust you find it amusing. And she sends me a clipping off of a handbill. And it reads like this: Godfrey's new dessert made from old tea bags. Frosty dessert mix. And it puts the price on there, which I won't mention because it isn't the same everywhere. I don't know. This fellow wants a penny more. This one wants 2 cents more. This one wants a nickel less. I don't know how. So we don't mention the price. I did once and never heard the end of it for 6 months. Whatever it costs, this frosty dessert mix. Where the heck is it? Here it is. I have to get me a fish line. This Lipton frosty dessert mix comes in an envelope. like the soup. And it's very simple. All you have to do is mix it with milk and put it in the refrigerator. And in no time at all, you come up with the darndest thing you've ever had in dessert line for a long time. And it's so simple, I could do it. It says on here it makes 5 to 6 servings. We're not so tight with it, we get 4. If you're on a diet, you can spread it down a little, you know. Actually, there's no need for you to worry because you make it with milk. Of course, if you make it with cream, now you can begin to worry about the diet. But you make it with milk and all. But it has that homemade taste because you make it yourself with a good old cow's milk. See? Frosty. Frosty Lipton's Frosty Dessert Mix. It's very, very good. I wish you'd try it. It doesn't cost very much. See who our next talent scout is. Oh, here's an old pal of ours. You remember him. Blackie Shatner. How are you? Good to see you, boy. You remember this lad? He won the talent scout show. How long ago?
Oh, it must have been about 2.5 years ago.
2.5 years ago.
Yeah.
Plays a mouth organ like nobody's business. Went on the road for us. Blackie? You teach that thing now, don't you?
Well, I teach the harmonica. I'm an arranger, and I'm...
You and I should get together and make a duet.
Oh, I'd like
with
that.
With the ukulele and you with the harmonica, we'll run everybody out. Harmonica virtuoso, huh?
That's right.
And what have you been doing since I saw you last? You making a dollar?
Oh, well, I'm doing quite well, thank you. I was on...
Loan me 5.
Oh, you got it. You got it.
I just want to see whether you were or not.
Oh, sure.
Well, that's good. We haven't got too much time, Blackie. I'd like to sit here and shoot the breeze with you, but who'd you bring in?
Well, I brought a young man, Arthur. His name is Robert Marshall. I first heard him singing up in the Bush Belt, the Catskill Mountains, the resorts, you know,
yeah.
The herring and everything. And I heard him, and I was very much impressed with him. Perhaps if I brought him here, you might be able to give him the start that you gave me.
Well, now, we'll put him out here, and let's see what the folks can do for him. And maybe they can open the door, huh?
Oh, sure.
What's his background? Tell me quick.
Well, he was with the New Opera Company. He was with the San Francisco Opera Company. And,
is he a baritone?
No, he's a tenor.
Tenor, huh?
Oh, wait,
well,
we
don't get many of them. All right, let's have him down here, huh? Shall we? Thanks a lot, Blackie Shatner, and good
Thank
luck
you.
To you, my friend. Anybody wants to learn the harmonica, here's the boy. And Robert Marshall is our guest. Thank you.
Recitar mentre preso dal delirio non so più quel che dico e quel che faccio eppure dopo forzati sei tu forse l'uomo? Tu sei pagliaccio. Oh,
Robert Marshall.
Robert Marshall. They've been jumping on me all day today because I don't talk about tea bags. You're always selling the loose tea. And don't you know that more people use it in the tea bags than they do in the loose? No, I didn't know that. Personally, I got no use for a tea bag. But if you would rather have it in the tea bags, my friend, here they are. We got them in a box here, 48 tea bags, Lipton tea bag. It's the same deal. If you're too lazy to spoon it into the pot, you can do it like this and drop it in your cup. And what are you going to do with them when they're all wet and diggy? Go ahead. You like tea bags? Remember, Lipton puts the same brisk tea in the bags, too. Let's get him out here now and have the folks vote for him, shall we? All set? First was the vocalist Denise Law.
The night is like a lovely tune.
Second, the violinist Arthur Benavy. Then the vocalist, Laura Pierre.
Enjoy yourself while you're still in the pink.
And the tenor, Robert Marshall. That leaves no doubt about it. The winner tonight is the tenor, Robert Marshall.
Arthur Godfrey's Talent Scouts was developed by Irving Mansfield and produced for Lipton Tea by Jack Kearney. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.